since the beginning, when we started the peaceful demonstrations, people called for freedom. People very clearly in the leaflets and in the banners, people wrote that we're not calling for a Salafist or Islamic State. We want democracy in Syria. That was very, very clear. Ambassador Robert Ford, the United States ambassador, and the French ambassador, Eric Chevalier, they themselves visited one of the demonstrations in Hama in northern Syria. And they met with the crowds in the streets who gave flowers to the ambassadors. That was obvious and well known to everybody. During that period, the regime prevented the free press of entering Syria and filming what's happening. It cut internet. It arrested the journalists and the media activists. And it tried its best to prevent any kind of sit-in or gathering for the people. So the only place where people could meet together was the mosque. That was the only place in Syria. And for this reason, you've seen later on that demonstrations came from the mosques. It's not only because all of those people go to pray, but there were Christians and Jews friends who used to go with me to the mosque, claiming that they are going to the mosque to pray there, but actually it was the safest place to meet together and then go out in a demonstration. Now it's not safe anymore because even the mosques are destroyed by the shelling. And as I told you, the regime continued to arrest the political and human rights activists, even the most secular ones, even Christians, even non-believers, doesn't matter. And at the same time, it used mass power and extensive scale of torture and violence against the people of the streets, who were, most of them, they were young men, and you know, using violence day after day would lead to a reaction because people feel they need to defend themselves. During the same period, there were many soldiers in the Syrian army who refused to participate in the killing and oppressing their people and their neighbors. They defected from the regime, and they didn't have a place to go for, where to hide. And they were obliged, actually, to use the guns which they had in the Syrian army when they escaped with them, to use them to protect themselves and protect their villages or their neighborhoods. Also, during that period, Bashar al-Assad issued what he called amnesty, but actually, under that amnesty, Assad did not release the human rights activists, did not release the political leaders of the opposition. He mainly released the murderers, the criminals, the Al-Qaeda detainees who were in Sayyidnaya, all those who were charged for abuses, thieves, atrocities, killing and rabbing. He launched tens of thousands of those prisoners in the streets. This is how he understood amnesty. And you can imagine then what will be the result.
You must be very troubled at the what appears to be the apparent rehabilitation of Assad in the Western media, that the narrative that's growing is one that
for us,
we need to deal with.
It's not about a person called Bashar al-Assad. As I said this morning in my testimony before the Joint Foreign Affairs Committee, I, as a person, even I lost my house, I was arrested and detained, and I lost cousins and close friends who were killed by Assad. I am happy to ignore him if that would help to stop the killing in Syria. because I care for the lives of the children who are still alive and I don't want them to die. I'm happy to accept any kind of compromise if that would stop the killing. But I know for very practical and objective reasons that as long as Bashar al-Assad is there, it is a symbol that will fuel violence in Syria. There are already tens of thousands of armed men in Syria. Every one of them has his own personal revenge with Assad family. And no power in the world would be able to convince those armed men to lay down their arms as long as they see Bashar on the television. They will continue the fight. So there will be no peace in the Middle East as long as the symbols are there. And when I was speaking about symbols, it's not only from the regime side. Any symbol of killing, any symbol that provoke reactions on the other side should be isolated and eliminated from the transitional governing body.